is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis emphasized Tuesday the U.S. seeks a peaceful resolution to escalating tensions with North Korea, despite Pyongyang's claim that a tweet by President Donald Trump Monday was a declaration of war. In New Delhi for talks with Indian officials about strengthening U.S.-India ties, Mattis said that while the U.S. military presence on the Korean Peninsula is necessary to deter North Korea's threats, it also supports diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict peacefully. Speaking to reporters near United Nations headquarters in New York, North Korean Foreign Minister Ri Yong-ho said, given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war. He even warned that his country might shoot down U.S. strategic bombers, even if they are not in North Korean airspace. U.S. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke to reporters about the escalating situation.
It's never appropriate for a country to shoot down another country's aircraft when it's over international waters. Our goal is still the same. We continue to seek the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, doing that through both the most maximum economic and diplomatic pressures as possible at this point.
Official results are expected this Tuesday after Iraqi Kurds voted on an independence referendum that drew objection from the government in Baghdad, as well as neighboring countries and the United States. Ahead of the vote, it was widely assumed that the result would be in favor of independence. A yes vote would not trigger a declaration of independence, but Kurdish officials hope they will serve as the first step in separation negotiations. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.